noticed anything different when you came in today? Balloons. Whoa. Yes. And I think they've already pointed out, you know, it's only been, what, a week or so ago when we were talking about imperfections and cracks and somebody... Oh, yeah. Somebody pointed out we had cracks in the walls. You did. Do you see those cracks up there now? No. They might have used some wax. They used some plaster probably in there. Son? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, it needs some repairs too, doesn't it? Well, what we're doing today is celebrating. And I was going to give you just a little bit of a reminder of what we're celebrating. Do you remember Easter? Yeah, we celebrated then. And we celebrated something. We celebrated Jesus coming back to life, right? Because Jesus had died on the cross. But he... Jessica knows the story of Easter, and okay, now I'm that. Whoa! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's what I was wanting to remember now was Easter was a while back, a long time ago it seems like. But when Jesus came back, he stayed around for 40 days and he was preparing his disciples. And then last Sunday, we celebrated something called Ascension Sunday. And that was when Jesus went to heaven to be with his Father. And that was 40 days after he had came back, after Easter, after he died and came back to life. And he said, go and wait. And I'm going to send you a gift. Well, they waited, and what the preacher read this morning, it said on Pentecost. Now, Pentecost stands for 50. Penta is 50, and it has a meaning. It says it was 50 days after something called Passover, which was happening at the same time as Easter. So today, which we celebrate Pentecost, is 50 days after Easter, about 7 weeks, a week of weeks. And so you always know when it's Easter, in 7 weeks we're going to celebrate Pentecost. When it's Pentecost, like today, and we're celebrating, we know it was 7 weeks ago that we celebrated Easter. 7 weeks between the two, always the same. And what we celebrate, and again, we read this, we celebrated something, that gift coming to the people that were gathered together. They were kind of sad because Jesus had left last week, and they were waiting and wondering, and all of a sudden, while they were waiting and wondering and singing songs, and, you know, kind of like what we're doing today, and waiting for this gift to come, it came. And the way it was described, it said it was like a great wind that came in, and it just kind of stirred things around. And the thing that I liked, it says that there were pieces of flame like tongues of flame, and each one had a tongue of flame. And so we call this the birthday of the church. Pentecost is the birthday of the church because that's when the Spirit of God came, which makes us the church. And those little tongues of flame, if you see pictures of Pentecost, they show tongues of flames over their head. And I like to think of the people as being the first birthday candles of the church. And each of us is a birthday candle for the church because we have a chance to have the flame of God burning in us. And we'll be, yeah, flames like that. So today, we're celebrating Pentecost, 7 days since Easter. Jesus has returned to heaven, but he sent a gift, and we're celebrating that 7 weeks. And we're going to celebrate in many ways. We've got party decorations. We've got a cake sitting over there, and you'll have to look at that as you go back to your pews. Yeah, and at the end of church, everybody is going to be able to celebrate. You know, I got to thinking, a lot of people, they celebrate on Saturday night, and then they can't get up and come to church. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people were out on Saturday night and they said, "Oops, I got to go home because I got to be ready to celebrate and party at church tomorrow." And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to celebrate and party. Okay.
Why isn't Robert?
Well. Check out the... Oh, no. One last thing we want to do. We want everybody to stand up, and we're going to sing Happy Birthday. To who?
To the church.
To the church, yes.
Okay. Everybody.